Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find a link to our blog, which is just going hot and heavy these days. And you can find information about our shows that is most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Cindy Prince in Gainesville, Florida.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're pretty good, actually, I gotta say. We're having a pretty fine time today. In New Orleans. What do you do there in Gainesville?
I work in infection control.
Infection?
Affection control?
Infection control.
Just keep your hands to yourself. No, infection control, sorry.
Could be the same thing.
All right. Well, Cindy, welcome to the show. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner, here is your first limerick.
Is that discount for canned creamy soup on? And what do I pay for gray poop on? I'm not getting pay, so I snip and I trade. I save money with many a...
coupon.
Coupon indeed. Desperate times call for desperate forms of recreation, and thus was born, we believe, extreme couponing. The Wall Street Journal reports that competitors in extreme couponing try and get as much as they can for as little as they can by combining coupons, buying in bulk. They say a triple is the most exciting 7 seconds in baseball. Well, it's nothing compared to a 3-for-1 deal on Johnsonville Brats.
In Belgium, the coupons are 3D.
Exactly. Here is your next limerick.
No service makes nerd girl and guy groan. For new tech devices, we're bi-prone. We feel a deep need for more apps and speed. We're addicts who jones for the...
iPhone.
Right. Scientists at Stanford University say they have proved what we have all suspected. iPhones are addictive.
Ooh.
Quote, people really like their iPhones, said anthropologist and adjunct stater of the obvious Tanya Lerman. We conducted a survey of 200 iPhone users. A quarter of those people admitted to thinking of the phone as an extension of their bodies. Nearly half equated the potential loss of their iPhone with serious tragedy. And more than 75% of them, and this is true, admitted to sleeping with their iPhone nestled on their pillows at night.
Oh.
That is just crazy. Mm. My iPhone insists on its own pillow.
Oh, God. That's pathetic. I would never sleep with an iPhone. I sleep with my BlackBerry.
Exactly. Oh, I see. You go that way.
I have both.
People...
I sleep with my old rotary phone. But it, then I roll over on it, it leaves a mark on my cheek.
It
I
does.
Know, it really hurts.
Cindy, here is your last limerick.
It's postmodern, straight out of Deleuze. This kosher Caribbean cruise. Restafardics may whiff at strong Benet spliff, for Jamaica seeks visits from...
Jews.
Jews, yes. Jamaica's tourism director, John Lynch, who is trying to create a program to entice more Jews to visit the island, he says Jamaica's Jewish culture is a, quote, well-kept secret. Ooh. It hasn't been a hard...
Yeah, really well-kept.
Restafardics, that's... you have dreads and guilt. I
mean. Exactly. Actually, what you have is dreadlocks and dread. Well, it hasn't been a hard secret to keep because the country has just one synagogue and no rabbis. But... why should a simple lack of Jews prevent the island from becoming Jamaica? Cultures aren't all that different, after all. And besides, Passover in Kingston is a lot more fun. It's like, why on this night do we smoke the bitter herb? I want to see those knitted rainbow yarmulkes.
Well, no, but yeah, or just one treadlock on each side would be like payas.
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
Carl, how did Cindy do in our quiz?
Cindy, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.